You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we are talking about the Auckland Writers Festival, which is a very exciting time of the year in the creative calendar, which we were just chatting off air. It's a very busy month next month. It's Music Month, there's the Comedy Fest, it's the Writers Fest. And we've got Bridget van der Zijp in the studio. She's the artistic curator this year. We're talking about the lineup. Morena, Bridget, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk about the program.
Oh, me too. It is a highlight of the year, and it's so exciting to see all these things returning in full force, you know, after the sort of weirdness of the world. And I feel like having all these international authors coming back over, having the local conversations get a real big stage and a platform to discuss all the issues and the politics that are at play at the moment, it's such an incredibly important thing for us to be able to celebrate.
It is really exciting. I think that's one of the most exciting things, is actually mixing up the international writers and also the local writers. And, you know, we've got this whole big First Nation series happening this year, so we're bringing in First Nation peoples from Canada and from Australia as well, quite a lot of them, and all of the conversations are going to be Māori led as well, so there's a lot of room to have a lot of discussion about kind of really interesting kind of Indigenous issues, things like appropriation and, you know, healthcare and all sorts of things, and also some quite, you know, fun, exciting things as well.
Yeah, totally. I think that's such a cool thing to be able to bring that type of conversation to Aotearoa, because we have our own conversations about it, but every country, every group of people has a different experience of indigeneity and a different set of problems and joys to be dealing with. And so having that in a room to talk about that is really awesome.
Yeah, and I think it also puts, you know, our local culture into some kind of context as well, and also looking at, you know, what are worldwide issues and actually what are things that we are doing well and what that we're not doing so well with.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that will be a really interesting series of conversations.
Oh, that's so exciting. And having all these writers return from overseas, that feels like a real achievement for the Writers Festival. It's been battling through COVID with all the cancellations and the changes, and fantastic online programming that's been happening with some of those international authors joining from Zoom and various spaces. But what are you excited to see from some of those international visits?
Well, you know, we're bringing in three Booker Prize winners. So Bernadine Evaristo and Sheehan Karanataka, who's the current Booker Prize winner, and also our own Eleanor Catton, who everybody's really excited to see. That the tickets are flying out for that one, so if you want to see it, I would get in fast. And we're also bringing double Pulitzer Prize winner Colson Whitehead, a really interesting, and then a whole range of just very interesting people from different aspects of fiction and non-fiction. And we're bringing in Toby Walsh, for example, who's a UN advisor on artificial weapons of destruction.
Crikey. Wow.
So that'll be a really interesting discussion. And we also, because Sarah Daniel, who's the editor of Canvas, she once wrote a column getting a chatbot to write a column. So we're actually putting her with Toby and the writer Catherine Chidgey, and also another AI expert, to kind of look at whether AI could write a decent book or not. So the two writers are going to kind of, you know, interrogate the two AI experts. So that'll be interesting.
That is going to be really interesting. It feels like that conversation's finally hit the mainstream in a way, and it's sort of sitting somewhere between the excitement of new technology and the moral panic that's attached to that as well.
I
feel like this is a great space to hash out some of those ideas. Very excited to hear about Colson Whitehead. I love Colson's books, and also very excited to see Eleanor back in New Zealand talking about her extremely New Zealand specific
Burnham Wood,
which is being passed around our flat like a hot potato at the moment.
Yeah, everybody is reading it at the moment.
Totally.
Yeah, and she's in a couple of other sessions as well. She's in a session with the other two Booker Prize winners talking about what it is really like to win the Booker Prize, you know, because it's like winning an Oscar. You go around the world, you do a lot of touring. Is it exhausting? Is it fantastic? They'll talk about that. And she's also in another one with Colson and another writer, Lev Grossman, talking about adapting books for the screen and what that process has been like for them, because they've all done it. Colson's book, The Underground Railway, and also The Nickel Boys, both of those have been adapted for Netflix now.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's going to be a really interesting series of conversations.
Yeah. And another really interesting writer, I think, is Jenny O'Dell, who's coming. I don't know if you know her, but she did this TED Talk that went sort of wildfire. It was called How to Do Nothing, and it was about resisting the attention economy. And then she's written a new book, which is called Saving Time, which is about how whether or not the way that we approach the clock is kind of a capitalist construct.
Ooh.
And so she's really interesting. She's a thinker. She's from Oakland. She's an artist. So she's in a session quite early in the week on Tuesday, and then she's also in another session with the psychologist Gwendolyn Smith and also Albert Cho, talking about social media and whether we should kind of get off it or how we should approach it.
Mm.
So she's pretty interesting.
Yeah, totally. That sounds like some really big ideas. This is what I love about the Writers' Festivals. You just wander down to Aotea and then you can just jump into any kind of conversation and you never entirely know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's lovely to just wander around, walk into stuff. There's a lot of free sessions as well as ticketed sessions too. And you're bringing back the schools program this year, is that right?
Yeah. So for the first 3 days of the festival, from Tuesday to Thursday, we bring 6,000 students into the Aotea Centre from up in North Island all the way up to Northland. Amazing program as well. So we've got, we have four sessions a day with different writers. And for example, we're bringing back Chloe Gong, who's been living in New York. She went to school at Rangitoto College.
Oh, cool.
And went to those sessions as a student.
Fond
now she's
memories.
Appearing as a big, successful international writer.
So, how cool.
And it's actually just amazing to see the Aotearoa Centre just full up with school children and, really excited and actually excited about reading and writing. And we really love that part of the festival.
Oh,
and
totally.
And we're creating the readers and the writers of the future, hopefully.
Yeah. There's always also great poetry discussed and celebrated at the Writers' Festival. You got any poetry highlights this year in that space?
Yeah. One of the sessions that should be really beautiful is there's the four Ockham shortlisted poets will be performing poetry. Two of them are actually overseas, so somebody else will be performing their poetry, but they'll be performing poetry with musicians. So they'll read and then the musicians will kind of respond to the poetry. So that session is called Poetry and Music. I think that'll be really beautiful. And also Anne Kennedy, the poet, is she's actually doing a session with James Norcliffe and Michelle Leggett, who was a lecturer here, I think, and just discussing what the relevance of poetry is as well. And we have this fabulous, amazing poet, Anthony Joseph, coming in from the UK, but he's Caribbean. He teaches creative writing in the UK, but he's just won the T.S. Eliot Award.
Cool.
He's got the most beautiful Caribbean accent. And he wrote a beautiful book called Sonnets for Albert about his father and his relationship with his father, who was kind of absent in his life. And he's also a musician. He's actually produced 7 or 8, I think, jazz albums.
Wow.
And he's a really interesting person. So I would highly recommend getting along to that session.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
There's so much to take in. The program is live now, but can people buy tickets? Yeah, what's the situation there?
Tickets are sold through Ticketmaster. So you go online to Ticketmaster and then you can purchase that. There's a lot of free sessions. I would suggest grabbing a program if you can. Also, you can go online on our site, writersfestival.co.nz, and you can see all of the sessions there as well.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Bridget, for speaking with us about the Writers' Festival. When does it all kick off?
It starts on the 16th of May. So that's the Tuesday, 16th of May, and then it goes all week until the Sunday, the 21st of May.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that is not that long to wait now. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We'll see you at the Writers' Festival.
Thanks for having me. I love talking to you.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.